Can you borrow a bit of red blotting paper?
Up the step with you.
Oh, can't I stay down? Oh,
blotting paper is a curtain and chair job. She knows that.
The rule out except Great Aunt Sophie, Ma says.
She says what she likes when she wants something.
Can we go in the grass?
What if Great Aunt Sophie gets out of her bed for once and comes down here with a stick?
Just as far as those primroses.
What if Mrs. Driver stayed at home with a headache?
Or the tree with the pink flowers.
The boy might still be here.
Oh, please, Pa. Just to the cherry tree.
Just to the cherry tree.
Thank you.
Hurry, Etsy. Stay undercover. Don't go near the bird. Or Alice. Or Michael.
Blackbirds. Hello, blackbirds. It's me, from behind the grating. Not so friendly as they look behind the grating.
Stay still.
The boy.
I'll hit you with my ash stick.
I've been seen.
Don't you come near me.
You're coming near me.
If you move, I'll hit you.
Why?
I don't want your little hands scratching me.
Well, why would I do that?
I've seen things do that in India.
But this isn't India.
Did you come out of the house?
I'm not telling you.
I'll hit you with my stick.
I can see all your freckles. They're like orange moons. You're like a mountain dressed in a jumper. How old are you? 9?
10.
I'm 14. Next June.
Can you read?
Of course.
I'm bilingual.
What's that?
It means I can speak 2 languages. I was born in India.
Can't you read then?
Not yet. But I will. My sisters are bilingual, and they can read.
I can read any book, if it's small enough.
Why not big books?
I can't turn the pages.
I can turn pages. Stay here. I'll get a book.
Will you go in the front door?
I might.
My pa's in the hall, working.
I'll go in the side door.
Are you a fairy? No. Are you?
Course not. I can't fly.
Nor can I.
If you saw a little man, as tall as an old pencil, halfway up the curtain with a doll's teacup in his hand, would you say he was a fairy?
No. I'd say he was my pa.
Are there many people like you?
Of course there are. You don't think there are many like you, do you? I've seen your chairs. You couldn't make chairs that big for everyone. And Pa told me about your food. Smoking heaps of potato and stew and soup.
Do you eat soup?
Of course we do. But not an ocean of it like you. If everyone wanted an ocean of soup, there wouldn't be enough to go round. My Pa says it's a good thing you're dying out. We only need a few of you to borrow from.
Borrow what?
My Pa borrowed 2 of her embroidered silk handkerchiefs. We have those as bed covers. And the cotton ones as sheets.
Who's her?
Great Aunt Sophie. Her who stays in bed all day. My Pa's the best borrower in the world. He borrowed an emerald watch from her bedside table and a musical snuff box. But that got ruined when the kitchen boiler broke. All the water came down into our house and washed everything up against the grating.
That's stealing.
Borrowers don't steal. He can borrow anything from her. She talks to him. After her 3rd glass of Madeira, she thinks he comes out of the decanter.
I wish she thought I came out of the decanter. She sends for me in the morning when she's cross and asks Mrs. D if I've learnt my words.
What does Mrs. D look like?
She's fat and has a moustache and says she'll take a slipper to me.
Well, that's not very nice.
My mother's nice. She lives in India. And we're not dying out.
So how come I only know of 4 human beings when I know of lots of borrowers? The overmantels and harpsichords and the rain barrels, the linen presses and boot racks.
Do you know all of them?
I don't know them. They were before I was born.
How many have you met?
Well, 2 except me. My Ma and Pa.
Same here. I've only seen 2 borrowers, but I've seen hundreds of human beings.
Liar!
Why do we have railway stations then, with trains with hundreds of seats, and churches and cathedrals with thousands of seats? How can there be India and China and America if there aren't hundreds and millions of human beings to live there? I think you and your mother and father are the last borrowers in the world.
What about Uncle Henry?